Yeah, I so that's a good point, right? People see the internet as really taking flight in the last maybe 10, 15 years. But when you go look at Google Maps, you're seeing something that started in the 70s, really. Like, that's when these frameworks and these methods of dealing with and managing computers that we all still use began to become prevalent.
You have a really interesting footnote in the piece, of which there are many, that talks about how different eras of computing smelled differently.
You know, that is something I don't know if anyone else has that experience, but they had a kind of gray surface and how it would feel to the touch. So there's all these tactile and emotional things that are associated with these old devices.
Do you think the average user needs to understand code?
You know, I really honestly do. And obviously, you know, part of me is going like, read the article, because I really, that's who this is written for. It's for the educated civilian who is surrounded by software. Even I'm looking around this room, there's software all over the place. We've got screens and devices running just here in the studio. If you want to understand why there's so much happening in that world and why suddenly this fairly small cohort has such unbelievable cultural power, it's worth knowing about the fundamental structures.
Can code save us?
No. People are responsible for saving people.
But do you think it's powerful enough to answer some of the big questions and the big problems that we have, really?
Let's just throw something out that, you know, we wanted to distribute income in a very different way in our country. Software could help with that. Software could help with the optimization problems. It could help with issues related to cost of living and so on. And now the thing that we just threw out, you can see, has tremendous ethical issues. And so to me, I look at this stuff and this world, I just think it's so omnipresent, and so understanding the pieces of it and writing all that down was actually kind of therapeutic. It was wonderful to just sit here and type out what I know about being a programmer so that people can understand that there's no magic here. It's just systems, and it's just people making things.
Paul Ford wrote "What is Code?" in this week's Bloomberg Businessweek magazine. Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you.